Hello, everyone. It's Marissa. My pronouns are she, her, and welcome back to Hurtling Through Hard Times. Today, we are addressing the worst, the Sunday scaries. I know. It's terrible. Take a deep breath. And out. Okay, guys. I swear we're going to get through this together because the Sunday scaries have been hitting me so hard literally all the time. And I feel like I try to do little things to help myself, but I was like, why don't I have an episode about the Sunday scaries? So why not talk about it now? Now that like the semester's starting, the new year's starting, we deserve to talk about the Sunday scaries, okay? If you don't know what the Sunday scaries are, congratulations, maybe you don't have to deal with them. But basically, it's dreading the week, and it's like anxiety about the week and kind of getting ready for the week. And so there's a lot of different ways that you can help with that. And so today's episode is all about how to manage the Sunday scaries and kind of keep your mind at ease, but still being productive and having a self-care day as needed. And even if it's not a day, it's an hour, half hour, 20 minutes, whatever it is. But before you go, don't forget to rate and review the podcast. Go check out the merch store. If you rate and review the podcast, you can send me a DM on Instagram at htht.podcast to prove that you did it, and I will send you a 25% off coupon on your order. Let's go. What color is your heart today? My heart is probably like a light pink, honestly. I'm feeling pretty good. I had some Sunday scaries recently. I've been having it, but like recently it's been like really bad with school starting back up. So I've made a list of all the things that I kind of need to do, that I want to do, that are things that will benefit me on Sunday scaries. So I'm kind of excited for this. I'm not going to lie. This is going to be a cute episode. Getting into the Sunday reset and the Sunday scaries, I feel like a really important thing is to remember that like it's okay if you don't get everything done. It's okay if you don't feel ready for the week, and you're going to have, I feel like you're going to have a little bit of like, not FOMO, but like fear of like missing out on doing something in a way, not necessarily with people in like a public social setting, but just like, oh, I didn't get to do this today when I really wanted to, or I didn't get to do this today. And I just want you guys to recognize that like the point of a reset from the Sunday scaries is to benefit your mind and your body. So don't do anything that's really like stressing you out. Do something that's going to relieve your stress and make you feel less stressed. Don't add more stress onto your plate. So getting into things, a big thing that I do normally on Sundays is not every Sunday. I definitely don't do this stuff every Sunday, but I will do like my laundry for sure. I normally try to do laundry either in the beginning of the week or on Sundays just to have it done. And then if I need to, I'll add in my bed sheets or blankets or whatever I need to do. Normally I can go about a week without doing laundry, but then I feel like I need to run a load. So I don't know how you guys are with that, but I just ran out of sports bras at one point. Like being an athlete, I ran out of sports bras after. I have enough to get me through like a week and a half, 2 weeks of workouts that are like my favorites before I have to like bump it down to the bras that just like aren't as supportive. Sorry to the men listening to this podcast, but it's just like when you run out of your favorite bra, like your boxers or something, like you have to do the laundry so you can get them back. So that's kind of my comparison. Hopefully that makes sense. Next is on Sundays, I clean and organize or reorganize my area. A lot of the reasons why I do this is because a clean space helps you have a clean mind and an organized mind. So when I organize my area, I feel a lot better and I feel like I free up a lot of space mentally instead of looking at my desk or the floor or my laundry or something, starting to like freak out because I have other things I have to do. So I think that really helps me. Next is doing a grocery shopping or like a restock at the store for things that I need. I try to keep a list throughout the week. I don't do this every week. Definitely not every week. This is probably like every month, maybe every like 2 weeks if needed, but it's not as long every 2 weeks. It'd probably be about every month. But I'll run to like the main stores like Target, Meijer, Walmart, and I'll get whatever I need from the stores. I'll get the cheapest version, or maybe like if there's a certain one that I'm looking for, I'll try to budget my way through it so that I'm not spending like Uber's amounts of money on things that I don't necessarily maybe need. And I kind of have to separate between things that I want and things that I need. And it's like, okay, well, you might want more fruit snacks, but you still have like these granola bars and crackers and stuff that you need to eat up. So it's like a time where I get to delegate, but also clean up, get rid of things, get things that I might need for the upcoming weeks, and then like prepping for that. Another thing that you can do that I don't do yet is meal prepping. The only reason I don't do this is because I don't really have to worry about meal prepping right now, being in a sorority house. Like, I get fed, so I don't have to worry about that. But sometimes you have to prepare in advance for things, and you might have to have a meal ready for if you're going to be gone for lunch or dinner or whatever that may be. So meal prepping, I feel like, is really important to do normally on Sundays. I don't personally do that yet, but when I get to the point where I'm going to need to be doing that, that's going to be something that I do to prepare myself for the week. Next is washing, like, my car. I don't always do, like, a wash, but I'll wash the inside at least, or I'll clean up the inside of my car, because it's the same thing with, like, cleaning and organizing my space in my room. If my car has a bunch of garbage and stuff in it, and you know, like, that piles up after a little while. You don't always clean it out. Like, you just forget. That can get really stressful and annoying. So, like, I normally do it when I put gas in, but sometimes I'll get distracted and forget to put it in, or, like, to do it when I put my gas in, and so then I'm stuck with more garbage. And so a big thing that I do, probably, like, 3 weeks to a month, is I'll go and clean out my car with, like, garbage, or maybe there's some things in the back seat that I had in there that I wanted to take somewhere or intentionally bring in, and I kept forgetting about it. So that's a time where, like, I can clean out that space and I can feel better in that sense as well. I put this on the list, but this isn't something that I also do. I'm putting things on here that I know that other people like to do, but getting gas is another one. I know a lot of people like to get gas on, like, Saturdays or Sundays. I honestly just run it until I, like, literally have to stop to get gas. So, like, I got gas the other day because I had the low fuel light on. And, like, I don't know, that's when I get gas. That's not how everybody does it. But I don't like having to go get gas if I don't need to. Or I'll keep a watch on, like, the prices for gas, because as we know, gas gets kind of expensive. So I'll kind of keep an eye out for, like, oh, this place is really low. I'm at, like, half a tank, one-fourth of a tank. I can still, like, fill up now because it's saving me money. Kind of a girl math thing if I think about it, because it's like I'm spending money but saving money. I don't know. I just girl math my way through everything. Next is I like to pick out my outfit for, like, work, school, teaching, like, whatever that may be, or maybe even, like, my workout. I like to pick that out a day in advance. It's normally, like, the evening before. I like doing that because normally, like, my roommate is sleeping in our room when I wake up, and so I don't want to, like, wake her up by, like, rustling through all the drawers and things. And I know if she's listening to this, she's gonna be like, Marissa, I don't care. I know you don't care, but I care. Like, I don't want to be annoying. So I try to, like, get my outfit ready beforehand, or, like, get all of my stuff out and ready. So I'll pack my bag the night before. This isn't always, like, a Sunday thing. This is kind of, like, a evening thing for myself, but specifically on Sundays, I have to, like, restock my bag, make sure that everything's charged and ready to go for the week, and then as I need to throughout the week, I'll do the same thing. But I really like doing that. I think my favorite part is probably, like, getting to clean out my backpack or my bag and being able to, like, take out the things that I no longer need, putting things away, and then adding things to my bag, like my snacks and things. I just got a new bag for teaching for Christmas, and it's so cute. It's this cute little Harry Potter bag that's of, like, the castle. I'm obsessed with it. It's so freaking cute. And people are going to know me as a Harry Potter girl, and, well, not going to know me. They do know me as that. So I don't even care. But it makes me so happy. It makes me so, so happy. Another thing that I like to do on Sundays is normally, like, clean myself. So, like, I'll do an everything shower, or a power shower, as I like to call it, where, like, I take longer, I, like, do a deep wash of my hair, maybe do a hair mask, or, like, put some, like scalp stuff on my hair and then wash it. Or I'll shave, or I'll use, like, an exfoliator on my body, like, something like that. And then when I'm done, I can get out, lotion up, whatever I need to do. And I feel so much better and ready for the week when I'm clean. Ugh, I normally like to do, like, morning showers, but I'd probably, it's like a mid-morning later shower, because, girl, if I got a free Sunday, I am sleeping in. Recently, I've been so bad about sleeping in. I mean, like, it's nice to be able to sleep in, but it's also, like, a blessing and a curse, because I have to get up at, like, at least 6:45 most mornings because I have either an 8 a.m. or I'm teaching in the morning. And it's terrible because then I'm like, ugh. Then I get to sleep in like once a week. And then the rest of the week I'm getting up really early and it'll like throw off my sleep schedule. And it's so annoying. But I really like doing that. I also like taking time with my like skincare routine. I do not have an extensive skincare routine. One of my best friends has a skincare routine that literally takes, I'm not kidding you, at least a half hour. At least. I don't go that crazy. She has so many different things and like her skin is flawless. Like I can see why she does it and I would do that too, but it gets expensive. So I'm like, I can have a little pimple here once in a while, like acne, whatever. But like I just have, like I'll wash my face and then I put on like my toner cleanser stuff and then I'll give that time to dry and like soak in and then I'll put moisturizer on and then like Vaseline or Aquaphor or whatever and then I'm done. But when I take my time with it, like if I get to use a gua sha, which I mentioned in the last episode, like when I get to kind of like clean out my face, drain out my face from like stress and anxiety, that is so nice. I love doing that. Even like when you get to like change out your toothbrush head or something like that, like little things like that, I feel like kind of help my Sunday scaries go away and I feel a lot more at ease. I even like, this isn't always self-care, but I put time aside to get some work done or do things that I know are going to impact me later on. So like if I know I have a lesson plan later this week, or I have, what else? If I have like a big project coming up or things like that, I kind of organize my thoughts on my computer. I organize things both digitally and physically, making sure that I'm ready for the week with school. And I feel like that helps a lot too. I don't know. That could just be me. If you guys have any other ideas for things that you do for the Sunday scaries, let me know because I will gladly take some ideas. Oh, another one. One more before I go, is taking care of yourself physically, like doing some sort of like exercise, like whether it's like just stretching, yoga, going for a walk, lifting, whatever, like still get out and move your body in some way. Even if it's like your rest day, it's like an active rest day where you still do something. I'll end on that. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I have been loving doing these shorter episodes, so I'm hoping that you guys are also enjoying these, but I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your week, and I will see you guys next week. Bye, guys.